USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state does have some damage. President Trump says the feds will be there to help if needed.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana, and maybe an additional stop.
In a pre-buttal before President Trump gives his speech tonight at the RNC, Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris goes on the attack.
A pandemic is unforgiving. If you get it wrong at the beginning, the consequences are catastrophic. He got it wrong from the beginning, and then he got it wrong again and again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So you guys just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Well, you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone. PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey says he quickly released a video of an officer-involved shooting to try to stop violence from spreading. He says peaceful protesters have good intentions, but others do not. Police in Minneapolis spotted a homicide suspect last night near a mall. The man was confronted by videos and shot himself. Releasing the video did not help as rioting and looting took place at businesses such as Walgreens, Target, and numerous liquor stores and a Ruth Chris steakhouse. The weekly jobless numbers are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Economic reports released this morning, one of them showing the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits did drop by 98,000 last week to 1 million. But economist Joel Naroff says there are still jobs being lost.
The next employment report will be released on September 4th, and given the high number of job losses, it could be a lot less than hoped for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday said during her weekly press conference that Joe Biden should not debate President Trump. Speaking on MSNBC, Vice President Biden says,
I'm going to, as long as the commission continues down the straight and narrow as they have, I'm going to debate him. Now I know for certain that they're going to, I'm going to be a fact checker on the floor while I'm debating him, in fact. But look, the one thing that's gone on so far is the vast majority, with notable exceptions, of the news media have been fact-checking the things they've been saying during the convention. And it's just one lie after another. Lying, one after another. But the debates are going to take place.
A terrorist learns his fate in court. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains.
Brinton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed his massacre of 51 people at two New Zealand mosques last year, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. It's been called the worst atrocity in that country's modern history. Tarrant showed little reaction as the judge handed down the decision. It was an emotional four-day hearing in which surviving victims and relatives of the deceased confronted the gunman. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.